This is the November 13th, 2019 meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council. It's 5:30. Present are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, and Richardson. We also have with us tonight Matthew Snell, who is one of three individuals who will be interviewing for an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals. The process tonight will be to have half-hour blocks of time for each of the three candidates. A committee will have some conversation after that and hopefully make a selection to send to City Council on its next meeting. So, Matt, I can call you Matt, right?
Yeah.
I think if we, everybody's got your resume, but if you could talk a little bit about your background.
Sure.
Why you would be interested in an appointment to the BZA, that'd be great.
Sure. All right, well, I guess my background first, if you've got a resume there, I've did my undergraduate studies in civil and mechanical engineering at Michigan State. After graduating there, I got a job with the CSX Railroad and traveled all over the Midwest for 6 years with them in a supervisory role, supervising gentlemen that would go and repair the track. I was responsible for, an area from 90 miles of track to the whole, all the assets in the Toledo area at one point. So I guess that was my first job out of college, and I did a brief stint with MDOT, and now I'm with the Monroe County Road Commission, which I think has the most relatable experience to this position. I think the skills and my formal education could be an asset to this board. It's my understanding that this board would be the one that would grant variances or things like that, that someone wants to go outside of what the ordinance is or things of that nature. And I do a little bit of that with my current position. We don't necessarily call it those things. Like, it's not called, we're not dealing with zoning or an ordinance or something like that. But we, the department I oversee, I'll back up. With the road commission, I oversee the engineering department. We're responsible for a lot of the paving projects, bridge projects, culvert replacements, and all the permitting, a lot of the mapping, that sort of thing. One of the most applicable things here would be the some of the permitting and the site plan reviews throughout Monroe County. So a lot of what we do, basically going back to kind of how I deal with the variances and things like that, if we have a developer that wants to, a recent example was somebody was putting in a subdivision and they wanted to have a driveway within 200 foot of an intersection. That's what they submitted on their plans. We said, MDOT and Federal Highway guidelines say you don't want anything within 400 foot. No, you can't have that. And they didn't like that response, but basically we had to, stick to what the standards were and tell them no. And, there's instances where we do grant exceptions, like the recent one of that would be, we do all the driveway permitting, anybody that wants to come out onto a county road. When we go out there, we check and make sure that there's gonna be grade for, for drainage there, and then make sure there's no site distance issues, trees, stuff like that. In one instance, there was a nice, probably 100-year-old oak tree that was a site distance problem. We originally told the people, no, you got to cut the tree down if you want the driveway permit. They came back, they were all upset. They were in love with the tree, and so we looked at it again. We determined that the road, was a gravel road, country road, kind of in the middle of nowhere, 50 cars a day. We decided, okay, we'll recommend that you cut the tree down, but we'll give you the permit anyway. Since you're so in love with it, and we don't really think it's going to be a safety issue. Now, if this was on like a Secor or a Stern, something like that, then yeah, absolutely, you cut the tree down, you're not getting the permit. So I guess that's kind of an example, I think, of how the work I do and the skills I have would be an asset to this.
So and a lot of people potentially have the skills you have, but what makes you want to step up and do some community work like this?
Well, actually, since I've taken the job at the Road Commission, I've been neck deep in a lot of government stuff with my organization and dealing with townships and things like that. And I've thought it was very interesting, and that's kind of why it's piqued my interest to get involved with it where I live.
How long have you lived in Sylvania?
Just about a year. Moved in the week, well, not quite a year. I moved in the week after Thanksgiving last year.
Okay, what brought you here? You work in Monroe, presumably.
Yep. Well, my last stop with the railroad was in Toledo. I lived down in Maumee at that time. When I wanted to get a job with the Road Commission in Monroe, looked all over Monroe County, couldn't find anything I liked, and then my girlfriend at the time, my fiance now, lived in Sylvania, so I decided to look down here and was able to find something. It's actually quite a lovely community. I'm glad I came down here to, it's better actually that I'm separated from kind of the politics and the stuff in the row where I work. It's works out.
Any questions for?
Do you have any issues or any concerns with the time commitment that this could be? What can you expect as far as?
Yeah, you were on BZA, right?
No, I was on the planning commission.
Yeah, well, so BZA is basically a on-call board, right?
Okay.
So they don't meet regularly. They would meet when they have a matter before them.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a couple times in a row. It could be, a couple times a year. So it's a very flexible from the standpoint of scheduling kind of a thing. But you do need to keep the dates open, the meeting dates, and be available. So I guess the question is...
Yeah, do you have any concern with being able to do that?
Well, I guess the only stipulation would be our board meetings for the Road Commission are twice a month on Monday nights, usually the second and fourth Monday of every month. So I don't know if that's the night that the BZA would meet or not, but that would be...
I don't know that they have a standard night.
Okay.
Aren't they kind of on call through the zoning department?
No, we don't get notifications. Like, we always get notifications about planning commission, but we don't see notifications for BZA.
Right.
Let me see if I can find somebody in there that can ask. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I guess, yeah, at this point in my life, that'd be the only evening conflict that I'd foresee.
Right. Was on the second and fourth.
Correct. And sometimes it varies. Like in December, they kick them up the first and third to, the board holiday. Or they get canceled or shuffled at the, at the discretion of the board.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, I don't think we have that many times that they meet per year. I guess we should probably know that. And we don't have one of the members with us this evening. So I know with the civil service, they get a call when there's a meeting, and I think maybe it works the same way, but...
They're actually conducting business in there, so...
Oh, for heaven's sake, so you can't really want to interrupt.
What is the professional engineer license stuck out? What went into getting that, and what does that mean?
Well, basically, it'd be, when I explain it to people, it's kind of equivalent to like an accountant passing the CPA or a lawyer passing the bar. But basically, the qualifications for that are you have to, at least in Ohio and Michigan, have a 4-year degree from an accredited engineering school, which I accomplished that. And then you need to have 4 years of relatable engineering experience at that point. Well, and then there's two exams that go with it. I took the first leg of it right out of college. And then after you get that 4 years of work experience and your degree, you can sit for the PE exam. And basically, it gives you, you're a licensed professional engineer. You can offer engineering services for, for hire at that point.
And then you have a master's from Illinois?
Correct, yeah.
And what prompted you to want to go and do a master's of science in civil engineering?
Well, I started that actually when I was working for the railroad. My initial concentration was railroad engineering. And then as I drifted away from that, I geared more toward construction management to kind of just broaden and build on the civil and the mechanical background. But getting an advanced degree was always a goal of mine, and I, that's why I pursued it. It took a little longer than I expected with working full time, but
yeah,
I just completed it last year, so I was glad to be done with it.
Yes, yeah, good for you. So you obviously have had some extra time, so to speak. That is, now you need to fill it. Yes.
What have you done? The international travel, what brought you to all those places?
Just kind of a wanderlust, I guess.
Okay, so it wasn't professional.
No. Okay. I went to Ireland with my family to go to the old family farm and meet some of the relatives over there. And after that, I was hooked. I went to Europe like 3 or 4 more times after that. Went to China, went to Peru, and hiked through the mountains. And I don't know, I go any chance I get.
What town in Ireland is your family from?
What's it called? Ballybunion. It's in County Kerry.
Okay.
Yeah.
My family's from Donegal.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right, cool.
I have some Irish blood too.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I went and saw my family's like hometown. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Anyways, let's see. I don't know if I have any more questions.
Where are you originally from?
I grew up in Tecumseh, Michigan. So not too far from here. Yeah, my folks still live there. So.
Oh.
Yep.
So they're nearby.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I won up here in Salina. What's that?
Home of Evans Estates.
Yeah, actually, I just went there. I went to visit my parents for dinner last night, stopped and got them a gift card for Christmas, so I don't know when I'll be up there next.
Treat them right.
Yep. They love that place.
Sandy, I think.
Well, oh, go ahead. I just, I'm a detail person. So I'm looking at this, and there's 3.5 years right after graduation, I think, that are not on here unless I completely messed up, and that's possible, from 2011 to 2015, to 2014, sorry.
2014.
So you were...
I think what I might have left out there, what's, is the first one, the Lodi position?
The first one is safety, traffic and safety co-op.
That would have been while I was there in school.
That was when you were in school.
Correct, yep.
And then you became roadmaster of CXS.
Yep.
In August of 2014.
Yeah, because he got his...
So you were still in school.
He got his certificate in 14. And then,
gotcha.
Right.
Well, that time between when I graduated and I left out the entry-level position there, I was an assistant roadmaster is what I was, and so I left that part out. I didn't have room for it, to be honest.
No, you had a
That's good catch, though.
And it's funny, because our son-in-law, when we first got to know him, before he was our son-in-law, was changing jobs every couple of years, and we're going, you know, we're old, so in our day, you got a job and you kept it, you know, because you had to build, yeah. But, but he's turned out to be very, very good, because he did make those strategic moves, as you have done, to get to a position of highway engineer, county highway engineer.
Well, they weren't always easy decisions, but I think I, took the best course.
But you made the decision.
Yep.
I don't even know if I have any questions. You're like crazy qualified.
do you have like experience? I know that you've led groups. Is there anything that can relate to this? I mean, if you're on this, you're on a board and you're equals with other people, and you have to, you know, come together on decisions, and sometimes it could be split decisions. Do you have any experience like that, or how would you, are you someone that's more likely to go with what's popular, or would you have any problem being the one dissenting vote in something?
To answer that question, no. I mean, I don't have a problem telling people no, or being the jerk, or what, you know, going against the grain if I need to. And then to answer your first question, the position I'm in right now, the way the organization is structured, there's a director, and then I'm one of three, department leaders underneath him. He's retiring probably mid-2020, so basically he kind of steps back, and he still tells us every day he's 51% of the vote, but he lets us, the three department heads, kind of run the show, and so we don't always agree on things. For the most part, you know, we've got the best interest of the organization at heart. We want to lead it in the right, you know, take the right course with that. But I guess that'd be the closest thing. It's not really a formal board I've been on, but it's kind of a similar experience.
With that in mind, do you have a philosophy or a point of view about working with a group in terms of kind of group decision making? Do you have an attitude about what you bring to that kind of a group discussion?
What I personally would bring to it?
Yeah.
I guess in this case, I think I bring a fresh perspective and a fair amount of experience as far as, you know, just working with groups as a whole. I think everybody brings something unique to the table, and everybody's, opinion needs to be considered, and ultimately, you got to go with what your gut says and what, you know.
I think that's going to be on the record.
Yeah. This time, just make a note that we don't know what that is. We hope it's not one of the candidates.
Crying as they're listening to what that is.
Do you have any questions? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, so I think I heard you say that you would be a listener to other people, and when you step on to this board, there will be some people that have been there a while, and you would probably benefit from their expertise and their experiences. I don't want to call it expertise, because you've got all the expertise you need right here. But then listening to history or what has happened and how, you know, it's been handled in this wonderful city of Savannah, do you have any problem making those compromises, I guess I would call them, that, you know,
based on, compromise is based on, you know, the perspective of the people that have been there before me?
Yes. No, listening to what they have to say. I'm not saying not that you should have your own opinion. I'm not saying that, but to have good camaraderie amongst the board.
Yeah, I would not have a problem with that. I would say I've learned the most and I've benefited the most from stepping back in the leadership positions I've been in and listening to people, even if they were direct reports of mine that had been there longer, and taking their advice into account, not just, you know, I'm the boss, I'm, we're going to do what I say. That sort of attitude. I think that approach doesn't get you very far.
Good answer.
Cool. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I think we answered the one I was going to ask as far as the time commitment.
Yeah, I got the meeting nights.
Hang on.
You said yours are, you have happened on Monday nights?
Monday nights, typically, yeah.
The board meets in council chambers at 7 o'clock in the evening on the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
And the way they do it is that there's nothing for the agenda that gets
canceled.
Right, so you can put that on your calendar. You would be able to put that on your calendar and we anticipate that.
Okay, and it's set up. They're run, I imagine, just the way any other public meeting is, with the, you know, the advertisement, and then the public's able to come in, or they
set up. Sure. If you're interested in seeing how it works, I'm sure it's a lower key version of what they're doing in the plan commission right now.
Okay.
So if you want to sit in there for a few minutes and kind of see how it goes. The only people that are there typically are a couple of high school students who need to get their government credits and people who have interest in the matter that they're discussing.
Okay.
And their attorneys probably. So it's a pretty slim crowd.
Hmm. All right.
How did you find out about this? I mean,
I was actually checking I Googled City of Sylvania trick-or-treating to see when it was so I could get candy for it, and I saw this on the Facebook page, and I thought it sounded interesting, and I was going to apply for it.
Sounds like it was meant to be.
Yeah, kind of serendipitous.
Yeah.
One question that I have, given the fact that you've had a number of jobs and you've lived in a couple of places, is what kind of assurance can you give us that you'll stay in Sylvania for a decent amount of time? What's your commitment to
that? I just bought a house here. I'm getting married in 2 weeks. My fiance works at St. Ursula High School, and her parents live about a mile from us, so I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, I would say.
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys.
We're pretty done. Doug Hanum is one of the other council
members.
Okay.
Hi. Just got reelected.
Nice to meet you.
Fourth term, right?
I appreciate your willingness to
absolutely
step up.
Have you had a chance to take a look at this resume?
We're
kind of winding down, so if you have any questions, then now is the time.
I'll sit down and breathe, and then
Ask your question. So, you probably already answered this question, but what made you decide to put your name in the hat?
Well, I got to explain to these guys. I've worked in local government now for the past year, and I thought it'd be nice. And I've been basically, it's piqued my interest enough that I wanted to get involved with it where I live. And I just told everybody I saw this advertisement on the Facebook page and decided I'd apply for it. So,
well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
So.
I think he went to universities that wouldn't cause a conflict with you.
Right, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see
anything.
Where did you go?
Yeah,
I looked at it before. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a very impressive resume. We are, people like you involved in our community and our government. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions of you?
No, I think I'm all set. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And then if there's no business, it's canceled.
Is have some conversation when we're done here. The four of us get to vote. Mr. Hanum can have some input as well.
Okay.
We'll try to come up with a recommendation to council. It would be on the council's agenda on a week from Monday.
Yes.
So
week from last Monday.
Yeah, I think it's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday night. It's okay.
Monday. Yeah, it's Monday.
How many people are on this board?
Six.
Okay.
BZA, there's six people.
Yeah. So, is that too small or too
big? No, I'm just thinking. I think it was an odd number.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's five.
So Mark Clark, Norm Ladd, Carolyn Huber, Richard Sands, Gary Summer, five.
Five.
And
you were right. You were correct.
And then Mr. Ladd is the one who is
leaving.
Right. Okay.
And I think you'll find all of these people to be very high performing and pleasant human beings.
It's good to hear.
Okay, I think we're set.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it was great to meet you guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. 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 Thank you.
Thanks for your time. It was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the wedding.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Why don't you
just go ahead and recess?
Ooh, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Where's the wedding?
The Rosary Cathedral downtown. Oh, yeah, the reception.
All greeted you. Nice.
So we have Danny Royer with us, second candidate for the BZA. Might be helpful if you could just kind of talk a little bit about your background. We all have seen your resume, but you could fill in some of the nuances of that, and then talk a little bit about why you're interested in being appointed to the BZA.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate this opportunity to come in and speak about myself. I'm a farm boy at heart. I grew up in Greenville, Ohio.
Oh.
And what brought me to this area was Bowling Green. And so with my wife and I, we've been in the area for 14 years now, and we spent the last 7 in Sylvania. And so we absolutely love it here. And I find myself going through a phase in my life where I want to try a bunch of new things and gain experiences and see what fits and where I can add value. And this seems like a really good fit for me. Case in point, I started training and ran my first marathon this year. So I'm very, very committed to the things that I sink my teeth into, and I look forward to this opportunity. Professionally, I'm a fairly analytical guy, and I'm good at making tough decisions based on limited resources. So in IT, you have this problem constantly where you can't do everything that you want to get done. And so I look forward to bringing that skill set and being able to make kind of snap judgments and decisions based on facts, but reaching final decisions. And so I hope to be able to bring that skill to this community.
How did you hear about it? Are you just interested in how people...
So I saw this come up a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't go after it then, and I kind of regret it. My wife pointed it out to me, the public service announcement that was made. It came to me as a text, so she does a lot of great things for me. That makes my life enormously easier. So she sent that to me, and I put together the application and applied.
When you talk about your analytical and you do things based on facts, you know, the board is going to decide whether or not people should get allowances on what are the rules. The rules are in the books, and somebody, you know, you might decide whether or not somebody else gets a pass on one of the rules. Is that something that you're okay with? Where's your philosophy overall stand on that? Are you a 100% this is what the words say? Do you look at case by case? What do you think about that?
So I think it's really important to look at an overarching vision. Mm-hmm. Right? So I took an opportunity to read through the land use policy to try to get myself grounded on what that current vision is. Now, based on the data, but I assume there's a re-up probably coming soon, but it's nice to know where we think, because I am a farm boy, and we do things differently in the country. There's very few rules that are followed. And so that was a challenge to get oriented to the rules of city life.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine from time to time we have to let vision override specific rules.
Cool. Would you have any, is there anything keeping you from just the time commitment of something like this? We found out it's the first Tuesday, is that right? First Tuesday of every month is when they meet. Unless there's nothing to talk about, then they would cancel it. Is there anything in the evenings, anything keeping you from making that time commitment?
So I teach at Owens.
Oh, on Tuesdays, don't you?
But I get to pick my days.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar with the chair there, and she'll provide these opportunities to me. And then once I clear it with my schedule, there's certain days of the week that I'll make untouchable.
Okay.
So for example, on the 1st of January, you can potentially be available the first Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this quarter wraps up in the first week of December.
Yeah.
And the class I've been given in the spring is a Saturday morning class.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be bringing coffee to my students.
Fun for both you and the students.
Yeah. I make it as fun as I can. It's a 5-hour class.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
We do lecture and lab all at once. So.
Yeah.
Have you served on the board before?
Curriculum Advisory Board, I forgot to add that to the resume, so my apologies. But at Owens, we sit and we come up with strategy for what's the best design for the degree program. And while at the same time meeting the regulatory commitments of ADPAY, which is the accreditation that they go through.
So you read this?
I'll be honest. I was at school.
Yeah.
I didn't read it all. But I made it through the first half.
Okay.
Made it through the first half. However, there's these macro trends across America and how that is proportionally represented in Sylvania.
For you to say that is like seducing, Doug.
I didn't wrote it. I didn't see that.
Well, I was involved. I was involved in it.
Yeah. You were the lead.
And, right.
And carrying it around.
Yes,
I know.
I look at it when we're making zoning changes, I see how it's consistent with the plan. And this is going to sound funny. 10 years goes by fast. This is 2010. We must have started on this. And, yeah. 10 years.
It was a long time
to think about it. And Katie is constantly reminding me that there are things we said we were going to do in here that we haven't.
And now that you've been reelected,
we can get back to it. But you know, we're very. There are these points at the end that are really in chapter 7. That are really the sort of the touchstones of this, and
you're going to be sorry you brought this up.
Well, no, I'm just saying that.
Well, you might not be.
What I'm saying is that as you go forward, it's on the job that you're looking for. It's still the real deal, you know. And we probably will be updating this and. When we did it before, we did have we had community members work on it, and we worked with the other boards. So I'm impressed that they took the time to read it, and I will keep that in mind going forward.
Well, I always love to do as much preparation as possible.
Yeah,
that comes with my day job. Uh-huh. Conversations go smoother if you can speak the same language, mm-hmm. or at least try to.
So you work with Libby.
I do.
And what specific area of accountability do you have in their IT department? And quite honestly, I'm surprised that they're not sending that out of house to be done. But they do. They have an IT team.
We do. So we're an $850 million company. We're global.
Yep.
And our IT staff has grown and shrunk. We're kind of in a shrinking phase right now. About 40 staff globally.
Okay.
My responsibilities, without getting into a long-winded conversation, I'm kind of a jack of all trades. I can write code, I can run projects, I can manage people. And so I've done all of those throughout my 17-year career at Libby. Right now, I'm a senior analyst, and I'm still figuring out what that means. So titles aren't very important. But right now, my passion project is getting rid of some legacy hardware and software and getting our people on some better solutions. And I'm really excited about it.
Okay. How do you, what is your approach toward dealing with group decision making? Clearly, a board like the Board of Zoning Appeals requires consensus among 5 people who are on the board, or at least 3 of them. And how do you approach a group process with a goal of getting to the point where you think they need to be? What's your style?
So my style is changing, it's evolving. I'm going through this discovery phase at 37, which is probably a little late, admittedly. I recently joined Toastmasters.
I'm going through it now.
At age
at 37, right? So it's a good time to rediscover. So I realized that my style has been a little bit too reserved over the years. I've become a master of understanding what other people want and not necessarily speaking my own opinion. So it's an area of growth that I've identified. And so my general approach is to try to understand what the general consensus is and then formulate my opinions and speak my opinions.
So typically a reserved approach.
Okay, good answer.
Preferring fact over emotion. And not speaking until my opinions are kind of fully formed.
Okay.
The detriment there is sometimes people don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm not putting it out there, so.
Yeah.
People, but you, I have that problem with people.
You do?
Yeah, I never know what I'm thinking.
What did that ever happen?
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, right. So, Sandy, any questions for you?
Well, I don't think so. I like the question about how you would deal with other people, and you answered that very well, because that's, I mean, we're talking here. Four other people will sit on this board with you, and the problem will be a community member wants to change something that's not written down, and so it's a Board of Appeals, and they're appealing to you and your four cooperating folks that what should be done in the city of Sylvania about this particular issue. And so there has to be good conversation amongst the five of you, and certainly a listening that takes place. I think all of us on City Council feel very protective of our neighbors, and we want them to all be happy all the time. And we know that's not going to happen, but in saying no in some situations, I think finding ways to do that makes them feel a little bit better, maybe not happy, but a little bit better about what you're telling them would be important, because people that are unhappy will come again and rise again. And so I think it's important to have good community. What's the word I'm looking for, Patrick?
Awareness.
Helpfulness.
Yeah.
That we're here to help them,
yeah.
Not to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's.
Hopefully, everyone can align to the same common vision, and that's what's going to drive these decisions.
You would think.
And
yes.
So I would assume there's precedent that could be leaned on as well. There's probably rarely that you see a situation that hasn't been observed by some former committee.
Yes.
So what is your capability to look back on former decisions and let that guide you in the decision that's in front of you?
There are minutes.
Yeah, okay. And I'm trying to think who's been on the board the longest.
Gary's been on there for a long time.
Has been on it.
Yeah, so there's people that have been on there for a very long time that, you know, and that's kind of what I think is good, to have a mix of those people, mm-hmm. people that have been there a long time and fresh people, because you could, you know, both bring different things to the table.
Have any of you ever served on this board?
No, I
haven't. Sandy was on the planning commission.
I was on the planning commission.
I was on the planning commission.
Yes, right. Yeah, before me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, which is a more active board, I guess you would say, and it's also Board of Architectural Review, so it's those same people sit on both of those boards. Those are mayoral appointments. And then council has their appointments, which is what this is that we're doing tonight. It's
just curiosities about your resume. NWO 365 UG. What is that?
So in IT, we love our TLAs, right? Our three-letter acronyms. Mm-hmm. This one is a five or six-letter acronym.
Well, NWO 365 UG.
Yeah.
So this
Northwest
eight of them. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The NWO.
Okay. Yeah.
SPUG is SharePoint Users Group. SharePoint User Group.
Oh.
Is that what it says?
NWO and then the numbers 365.
Office 365. Formerly known as the SharePoint User Group.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right. So
same group, new name.
So spring keynote. Who is at this meeting that you're giving a keynote to?
Yeah. So unfortunately, not many people, because we changed the location. So it was a great lesson in marketing.
Yeah.
And
the
group dynamics around marketing. We decided to host it as a company, and we changed locations from the HCR Manor Care Building, which is just next door. We said, hey, come next door. Come to the Toledo Edison Building, or the KeyBank Building, I should say. Eighth floor, and unfortunately, I think I presented to eight people. It was pretty light, but it was all about different programming concepts with SharePoint.
Okay. And then the United Way campaign and the PowerShell user group. Can you go through what is your involvement in, it says leadership, so what are you doing with that?
Sure. So at Libby, we had a plan where it was a three-year rotation. You would sign up and learn the first year. The second year, you led the campaign. The third year, you were a mentor. I'm a seven-year member of that committee through a variety of reasons, but I really have a heart for the United Way and philanthropy in general. I'm kind of the tech guy. So when we need to move employee data back and forth, my IT background kind of helps that team.
Nice.
But I'm also fairly gifted at written communications. So I'll help with, you know, kick off emails and that kind of thing too.
Okay. And then the PowerShell user group, what is that?
That was an effort to try to grow some internal knowledge base within the department. There's all these great technologies, and I've got a bag that says Microsoft on it. Libby's gone all in with Microsoft, but some of my coworkers kind of were lagging behind with some skills that we all kind of need to bring up our game with. This was an attempt to see who would be some volunteers and just have an internal departmental user group with some short presentations. So I treated it like a class.
Yeah.
That was live streamed and recorded. And we've met the first half of this year. We took the summer off, and then through some circumstances we haven't met since. Some of our colleagues are in EMEA, and so the Dutch are kind of famous for taking August off and most of September. So we haven't reconvened as an international group.
All right, cool.
Andy, do you have any questions of us? This is a kind of opportunity for you to ask any of us about any of this stuff.
A question for each of you. You had a first gig, I guess, in public service. What was it? And what drew you to it? Because you're all serving the community
right.
in this current role. On the, this is the community relations board.
So we're all on city council, and then this is, you know, a committee of a group of. So yeah.
Well, what was your very first public service stint, in what city?
Mine was this. This was it. Yeah. I hadn't done anything official before getting elected to city council in 2017.
Because you were a 10.
Yeah. 26.
I did a lot of work in community volunteering, right? So nonprofit volunteering for a good part of my time. Shared a couple of big Toledo community arts events back in the 80s, I suppose. Kind of kept doing that until 20 years ago when our school district was having some issues. We had, as I explained to people, two really qualified sort of untypical mom types being on the board and two bad guys and one board president who could make a decision. And I decided that if there was anything I could do, it would be to get elected to the school board, side up most of the time with the two ladies and move things along. So I ran in a righteous kind of a way back at that point and won. And then it's really pretty much transformed to some significant degree at that point. And I decided that we were having another kerfuffle here in town over the Lathrop House, the house that was the Underground Railroad stop, and the church wanted to demolish it, right?
Yeah.
Move it and then demolish it. And I decided that this is another divisive community issue, so I ran for city council 16 years ago, and I've been here ever since. And now I'm leaving. I have, 45 more days? I don't know. I can't do the math in my head.
Let me know where we stand.
Sandy, I'm going to go look for John. I've heard your story before.
Yes. You've heard, well, my story. I didn't know we were going back that far. So I could go back that
far. You don't have to answer.
Okay.
You don't want
this,
to.
Basically, what happened is the mayor appointed me to the planning commission because he knew me from the community. I don't know that the church at that time, but and he asked me to do it because the lady that was leaving the planning commission had suggested my name. So I talked to her, and she said I was qualified to do it. I had skills that I could do that. So I decided, okay, I would do that. So that, as I mentioned, that's the Planning Commission and the Board of Architectural Review, which are meeting right outside, and they meet monthly. And the council, we send them information. They do things like the Board of Architectural Review does like signs, and if somebody wants to, so we're involved with the sign code, and so you need to know the codes, of course. So I did that, and then the chair of the Planning Commission, as I was vice chair at that point, left abruptly, which meant that I was the head, which was interesting how all of that worked, but so that was fine. And then I didn't realize it, but being on the Planning Commission evidently was a stepping stone to being on City Council. So there was a one-year term that needed to be filled, and I kept looking around the room when, because we, my husband and I, would go to council meetings, and there was nobody showing up. Not young people, not old people, nobody. So, gosh darn it, I decided that I cared about the city, I was interested, and so I got the appointment. It was me in the seven suits, I called them.
Six suits.
It was only
six. Oh, so you kind of the mayor in as the seven?
No, no, I mean the
oh, the other applicants.
Yeah, who never came to. They never showed up. And I'm going, come on, where are they? You know, I want to meet them. So, and then I had to run an election. Never, totally out of my box. But, and then so I will have 9 years in, not as much as Mr. Lutke, but I'm also a little bit older than he is, and I think it's time. And we have like this young blood stepping up to the plate. So good stuff. Yep. So I started out on the basically on the Planning Commission.
Katie?
So this is the really quick version. I was just like flat out irritated with the way things
and she's were going. And I knew that the mayor would never appoint me to the Planning Commission. He would never appoint me to anything because we agreed on nothing. And so I ran a campaign and I called it Rock the Boat. And I won. So here I am. And I mean, I feel like we've progressed. Like right now we have a really good group of people and we get things done. More slowly than I would like usually, but slower.
Mm-hmm.
I never imagined myself being in politics. If you would have asked me this, I mean, I would have just laughed. But then you just get irritated and mad at certain things, and then I started going to council meetings and watching. I'm like, what is going on here? And that's what made me do it. So.
Well, I was involved in running a couple of, or politically assisting folks in running for a number of public offices, including my wife, who served with Mark on the school board. And I had been involved in a number of community things. It was general counsel for the local Boy Scout council for I did a great job. I did that for about 20 years. Then I became president of the council, and now I'm a trustee. But so I did some of those things. It was through the political interaction with Mayor Stow that he ended up appointing me to the Planning Commission. And then when I really wasn't planning on running for council, but one of the council members told me he wasn't going to run, and we kind of looked around and nobody's really very interested in it. So I said, well, that sounds interesting to me. So I ran, and same race that Mark was in, and the rest is kind of history. We have had a great council. This group is as good as I put this group up against any group, city council anywhere. I mean, in terms of both capability, temperament,
Diversity too. Yeah, and like, I'm really like broad set of skills, like between everybody, that it all kind of comes together really well.
Yeah. So it's been a great experience. Yeah,
good question.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I got one more question for you. What do you do at McCord Road? I'm sure you're doing something there.
A couple of things, yeah. So I'm on their tech team, and I'm actually going there after this. We're going to do band rehearsal and get the words ready for the screens. But I also, from time to time, serve in their kids' ministry.
Cool.
So I love to play games with the kids. We used to do it for years and years and years. We went to the creek. And we went to a lot of different Cedar Creek locations, but you can only do a thing so long if it's not filling you up, and so we finally had to step away from serving with the kids every week. But we love to go back, special events, go run games, help out. But yeah, the primary serve there is the tech team.
Yeah.
So we've recently implemented streaming, and video playback cameras set up. So it's been fun.
Cool.
Trying to bring some IT proficiency to McCord.
I taught junior high Sunday school for 14 years.
Really?
Really interesting life experience.
Many of those children are now out of therapy.
What's funny is I run into them. They're all grown up. It's been almost a decade since then.
Well, Danny, thank you so much. The way we're going to do this is try to make a decision tonight. I will keep you appraised in the next day or two about how that turns out, and if whomever we pick, we hope to send it to council for a decision on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate this time.
Thank you, Danny. I live down the street from you.
You sure do.
On the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Danny.
Pleasure. That was nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Hope you all stay
warm. Yeah. I just got a challenge.
Take care.
Yeah. John is here, and we already know. Keep moving.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. This guy's good too.
It's a good problem to have, I suppose.
Yeah.
I love them. Open box or something.
I know.
We're recording.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We are. I could stop it, but I think John's going to be here quickly, and then we'll just have to reset it. So maybe we'll just... Unless we should pause it for right when they come in.
Yeah.
If they say something that doesn't belong on the record.
Good.
Okay, we're going.
Okay, so we have our third candidate for an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals, John Healy, an individual who's known to us, I believe. John, the way we've been taking people is pretty informal. If you could just kind of remind us of what we already know, which is your background and some of the things you've done, and then talk a little bit about why you're here to go after the seat.
Sure. I moved from Michigan to Sylvania Township about 35 years ago, and moved here with Tuffy Auto Service Centers. We were bought by AP Parts. That got me here. Got me out of, I say, out of the back of the cave out to the front, so I could see 80, 90, 75, all those things going on in daylight. I went to work for myself after a couple of years in the real estate construction and commercial real estate business. I had the opportunity to work for Tuffy and some other former employers that got me into Michigan, back to Michigan, Indiana, a little bit of Pennsylvania, all over Ohio, to locate properties, get them properly zoned, do all the underground work that needs to go before you get permits. I had the opportunity to sit on a lot of to meet with a lot of boards, from zoning to BZA to city council to whatever it is, whatever the structure was for that municipality. I think in 1980-81, just before I moved here, I was on the planning commission for Thomas Township, which was a suburb of Saginaw. So I don't know if you need to know my age.
That would be illegal for us to
I think it would be. I think it would be. But I bet you I've survived longer than anybody here.
Flourished, I would say.
Flourished. That's
flourished.
Great, great word. Thank you. Yeah.
So at this point, you're working for Danbury, right?
Yeah, I worked. I started when issues happened in the development business back in. We found it in 05-06. Everybody says 07 or 08, but that was already passed when we found out about it earlier, because we deal with commercial banks and they started on the commercial end and worked their way down to the residential for the bubble. So I had to go back. I've never really been in the retail real estate business. By retail, I mean you put up a sign, you try and sell it just like you're trying to sell a suit in the window. Did that. I fortunately knew the Danbury guys for a long time. We did a couple of condo developments, one which is now in the city, and I had Danbury as an agent to sell properties for us. So I knew Dick and Lynn Fruth for quite a while. And as many agents as there are in the area, there's still a little close-knit group of people that, that you become aware of through continuing ad or whatever it is. So I've done that since 2008. And then we merged with Miller Diversified and moved down in Maumee. I'm here tonight, or you know, it's your because of the vacancy that you apparently have. I didn't think I was out of state, and I talked to Mark, and I had a little lapse of memory on how that came to happen. But I was here a year ago for another vacancy.
Yeah.
And as I told Mark, I'm not any younger, but I'm a lot smarter. So I think I could help. I'm interested. I still work full time. Get to work the hours I want to work. Before it was like, you know, as many as I could. Now I pick them and choose them a little bit better. Don't always pick right. And that's why I'm here. I think I could add some support, some experience, good or bad. I would recognize a BSer if I saw one.
So, any questions from the committee, John?
John, do you have any Have you brought projects before the BZA yourself, ever?
I can't remember, honestly, Doug. I know before
I know
the planning.
I never have. Yeah. I have before the planning commission.
I know the planning commission. I have, and it's been a long time. I mean, a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't think to the BZA. I can't really think of anything.
Okay.
What other boards are you on? You're on the CIC board, right?
I am.
You are? I know.
Yeah.
What else?
On the DSA board?
That's right.
I'm on the chamber board.
I feel like you bring so much value to the community already.
Thank you.
A lot of, like, support and value, like, in all of your roles that you have. You, like, are a good, like, solid person in our community.
Appreciate
and you do a good job on the boards that you're on.
Thank you.
And just because she said it doesn't mean we don't
know. No, I see. 20%. I'll go with that.
I should have asked what boards are you not on.
No, I think that comes with, age and experience. You know, people look for that, especially if they're non-paying board seats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the problem with us asking you questions is that we know you.
Yeah.
And we know you're a quality person, and...
I appreciate it.
And no issue with the time commitment on a board like this. So I'm meeting them on Tuesday, first Tuesday nights of each month. Not an issue.
Right. I miss a movie or something.
You can record it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, I don't have any problem with that, and I'm kind of used to that. I wish I could have appeared more often in front of the boards here. That means some things were going on. I'm still trying to think about it. I don't recall.
Yeah. Well, BZA is a pretty...
It's pretty minute.
It's a pretty specific thing. You
yeah.
know?
And somebody wants to do something that they need to appeal.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And looking for a variance, they're looking for a change.
Do you think, with all your experience, what kind of value added do you bring to a group that's been together as a BZA for a fairly long time? I don't think we've appointed.
Well,
we did make appointment last year.
Yeah, I don't know value added. I guess just experience.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, I think just experience and just, you know, another ear to hear something. I'm not prone to make quick, rash judgments or decisions. I think there's always more information you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I get that you can't drag it out forever, but a lot of times what you see or hear isn't really what's going on. I think everybody gets to that point in their life, I hope.
Anything else, guys? Any questions of us? Did we ask that? Do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't. I looked up the board and see what the meeting times are and that type of thing, and I didn't read the preamble to what the board does. I didn't honestly review all that. I think it would come fairly easily.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, thank you. The way this is going to work is we're going to have some conversation tonight yet and see if we can come to some agreement on what kind of an appointment to make. If so, I'll send it out to the city and hopefully it'll be on the agenda on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the term doesn't start until January 1st, right?
Sure.
But that would be that. And I will get back to you one way or the other in the next day or two.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
And would you like to say I went by Kripke Enterprises?
Oh.
You know that? Wow.
Yeah, I was there today. They were putting the logo on the side of the building.
It's up, and with all the lighting and everything, it's like, wow. I haven't seen it.
Where is it now? Dark.
Central and Centennial.
The old
Riker. The old Riker Stanley book.
My
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I will transformation.
Yeah.
You guys
I won't be able to get a
tour.
Table
yeah.
in the fairways anymore.
It's yeah. I packed up my desk at Hill Avenue today.
Oh, you did?
Moved it over. Yeah.
Oh.
So you're going to be living right in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not being critical, but and understanding totally construction, but you're a couple months delayed. Yeah. That's probably 6 months ahead of
me. The delay, I'll get into it more with you later. It was the roof.
Oh well, we actually CIC made a loan there,
yep.
And Matt was good enough to. I used to be his cross street neighbor.
Okay.
Way back. Was good enough to take us through, and it was right after a severe rainstorm.
It looked like a swamp.
Well,
yeah. Yep, bone dry now, though.
Yeah,
after a long, long time.
Yeah.
Good. So, it's all good.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for
good
your time.
To
good to see you, too.
All right.
Thanks,
Doug. Thanks. Congratulations again.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate it. See you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, see you guys. Stay warm.
See ya.
Watch out for the shiny black stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so
nice.
Yeah. It's not old yet.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Take care.
Bye, John.
Should we keep the recorder rolling?
I think we have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I should have left after the first two, so John didn't know there was a ball.
Well, are you guys not on terms?
No, we're on great terms.
Oh, okay.
No. It's just, I don't know.
So, we have three folks. This is tough, which is great. Any initial thoughts?
My initial thought is that, obviously John has a lot of great experience, and I agree with what Katie said, that he does a great job on all the boards, and, you know, I've seen him on boards, and he is great. But he's already serving on three boards, and we have two people who aren't serving on any boards who want to get involved in the city, mm-hmm. and I would kind of rather add a person mm-hmm. that's now in the volunteering circle of our city instead of giving it to somebody who's already on three, because, you know, I think we have to encourage people that aren't on anything yet to get their foot in the door or something. So, based on that, and this is nothing against John because I think he's great, I would sort of rule him out in my mind. And I'd love to see, simply for the fact, if I'd love to get somebody who's not on a board already involved in the community.
And grow the circle of community volunteers.
Yes, exactly. We're adding a board, we'll add a person in our circle.
I agree with that.
And I guess after, if John doesn't get it and you talk to him, maybe you could relay that message that he adds so much value to the community.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, and I'm sure he would do a great job on the sport. I have no doubts about his skills or experience or anything
it
like that.
It almost would be too easy for him anyway.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're both great. For the other two, but, you know, if I had to make a decision, I think Matthew Snell's experience is better suited. It's more specific, the way he was talking about. It seems like he had experiences that was pretty specific that would help the BZA, knowing how what kind of trees block right-of-ways and how far driveways need to be from intersections and what the level of the grades are on ditches and things like that, that are just like very...
That's exactly what he's getting into.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like that kind of stuff was super impressive. You know, I think Danny is also super impressive. I would love to see them both involved in the city in some way, because they are, but I think like for this spot, I'm leaning more towards Matthew just with... the experience that he has on the construction side and these planning things he's done, and he's worked with roads, and it just seems to be a little bit of a better fit.
I like Doug. Was it your suggestion that he'd be great on the planning commission?
Yeah.
And I know that's not our appointment, but if somehow we could make that suggestion to the mayor, and we go ahead and if we appointed Matthew and then somehow... He got promoted to the planning commission, and then we
bring Danny
too.
That, I mean, to me, that'd be the ideal scenario if we could do that.
Of course, that's sort of off the record, right? I mean, even though it is on the record, but I think that
well, we don't have that ability.
Yes, that's not what we're here for.
But somebody could suggest, but I think, I mean, Patrick was right. I mean, when you like look at all this stuff and the way he was talking about it, like
it's like he's like born for this.
You're talking.
No, I love both of the young men, but I think Matthew is, in this instance, more qualified. Either of them, I'm sure, could do this. This isn't rocket science, and we're almost at that level.
But this is a person who we want to keep in our
yes,
orbit, right?
Big time.
I mean, so this is what I wrote in the minutes, that there was an agreement that we should have a younger candidate, one that's not already involved in community affairs, and that would strengthen the board. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're saying?
Yep.
So, and then who made the suggestion of that?
I brought it up, but yeah, you can put it on the record that way, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard consensus for Matthew because of his work experience.
Yeah.
Education.
And again, you know, that's not to say, I was impressed with Danny, you know, what he's talking about and the way he approaches problems. Yeah. And he's, I mean, he graduated magna cum laude. He's obviously a very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
And I like his approach to problem solving. Like, this isn't to say I think Danny, I still would love to see Danny involved in the city some way. But as far as what this meeting is about, is picking the person who I think is going to be best for the DZA, I think it's Matthew.
We don't have an IT committee.
Yeah, no kidding.
We have a perfect place to use one.
So it says here that Patrick recommended and the committee expressed full consensus that Matthew should now be appointed to the current opening of the PCA.
Do you want a formal motion?
Yes, let's do that.
I move that we make a recommendation or that we appoint.
Do we
make a recommendation to council? So I move to make a recommendation to council that we appoint Matthew J. Snell to the BZA.
Second. Okay, moved by Mr. Richardson, seconded by Mrs. Tessman to appoint Matthew Snell to the opening of the BZA. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Okay, that's it. I'll make a note here that we feel we want to encourage Danny Royer to continue to be to express interest. John remembered after a while that he was here last year and that he was puzzled why he got a notification that the seat was open again. I said we made all of the previous applicants aware of it, and so we will do the same with him. Okay. Do we have a minute to talk a little bit about an appointment to Sejar?
Sure.
You have the ability to do that. Katie made a pretty good case for the fact that there's a opening on Sejar this year. My understanding, Katie, is that there's a lot going on over there.
We just completed the master plan, and now we've got all these steps to go through to figure out what we're going to do. And since this board was with the beginning of the master plan, there's already going to be a lot of challenges going forward that, like I said before, I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I don't think we should change right now. Like for anybody, it just doesn't make sense to change the members right now. And I know that that George has been involved in looking at property, so. I feel like it wouldn't be, even though my theme is usually rock the boat, this is not the day to rock the boat.
Right, and I totally agree with that. And this is obviously a step aside from our process of doing the public notification, but I think this is an extenuating circumstance.
That's a good way to put
it. Skill set that we probably would be hard pressed to experience to replace.
And I just feel like we just need to keep some stability right now to get through this whole.
Are you okay with that, Dan?
So are we saying just we wouldn't post it? We would not interview people. We would just
make an appointment. I wouldn't go down the road of not posting, and I would just say we're going to make an appointment. Let somebody else figure out that we're taking a left turn away from our process.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I agree with the circumstances being different than normal. This is specific.
So can you make a motion, Katie?
I will make a motion that we recommend to council to reappoint George France to the Sejar board.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
You can do that. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, anything else for the committee tonight? If not, we are adjourned at 7:47.
Isn't that 6:47?
6:47.
Oh, good.